Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so welcome back. If you were with me on the last run of this program, you saw it was a bumpy ride. I finally had to just abort the whole mission. And so I thought I would try to just stay here at my desk and get it done. I'm stubborn. Some people call that perseverance. It could be just being stubborn, but had some help there, and I will introduce myself, and then I'll go on and say a little bit more about that from Joe, who was trying to call me the last time. So anyway, I'll explain that in a moment. But again, you are listening to Wondrous Roots, your health from the ground up. My name is Rebecca Becky Montrone. We have a business here in Keene called Wondrous Roots. I am an holistic health care practitioner. I have a degree in holistic nutrition. I meet with clients, many clients with many different health issues. So whether it's simply wanting to maintain good health or tune up or trying to deal with something that's really serious or anything in between, that's what I love to do. I love to help you in any way I can. I'm learning all the time and many times from interactions with my clients, as I'm going to talk about a little bit later in this program. But you are listening again on Blog Talk Radio. The number to call in here is 563-999-3478. 563-999-3478. At Wondrous Roots, we are located in downtown Keene, New Hampshire, the Miller Forge Building, 103 Roxbury Street, a great old, wonderfully historically outfitted, well, it's a historic building that's been really well maintained. And we're up on the third floor. So we are open 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday, our open door hours. And I see clients according to appointments in a private consultation, but you are welcome to pop on up. We have nutritional supplements, a lot of nutritional supplements and botanical products, which I formulate and we make here, me and my wondrous staff, and we would love to meet you. So if you have not been up here, come on up if you're local and see what we're all about. Introduce yourself, say hello. And if you're interested in seeing what we have to offer, you can go to wondrousroots.org online if you're at a distance, and also shopwondrousroots.com. So shopwondrousroots.com, wondrousroots.org. All right. Our number here is 603-439-2603. That's actually the number of the office here. And again, our open hours are 9:30 to 5, Monday through Friday. All right, that said, I just got to go back to what happened about an hour ago, a little bit more than an hour ago. So those of you who are on with me and listening know that I went for about 15 minutes and somehow I was cut off. I heard a weird sound from my computer. It wasn't my computer. It was like from Blog Talk Radio. And I think that's when around that happened. But my microphone is set the way it was then and my speakers. So I don't think it was that. Well, I know it wasn't that. So then what I did was I, Joe, kept trying to call me, one of my listeners, one of my clients, to tell me he couldn't hear me and I couldn't hear him. And there was all of that going on. And I had a couple of other people helping me out online via email. But anyway, I did a trial run, a short trial run with Joe in between then and now with just a private radio program, and everything was working fine. So I hope it is now. And in any case, the link in the newsletter that I put out first earlier on at about 11:45 today will no longer work after I'm done with this because I'll remove that recording. But the new one is in this newsletter that I just put out, and I'm going to start from the beginning, pretty much, because I think it's an important program and I want to keep my series all together. So again, why are we so sick? Continuing the series, part one, missing nutrients, focusing today on cod liver oil and vitamin A, mostly vitamin A. So anyway, why are we so sick? From our toxic chemical-laden environment and food supply to commonplace nutritional deficiencies to the poor lifestyle habits of today, it's more a question of why are we all not sick? And this series, I'm still in part one, nutritional deficiencies. Lately, I've been talking about the B vitamins. Today, based on a client interaction yesterday, my attention turns to vitamin A, actually, and cod liver oil, which is a rich source of both vitamins A and D. And my client has longstanding issues with thyroid disease, menorrhagia, which is a fancy word for prolonged excessive menstrual bleeding, and anemia. So anyway, I will get into... Yeah, so yesterday what happened was, and this woman is, she's a young woman. She has known significant defects in the MTHFR gene, which is methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, which has to do with folate metabolism, which I've spoken about probably, in your opinion, ad nauseum here on air many times. But it's super important. It affects a lot of people, and it affects people in different ways and in a myriad of ways, so that it's important to know about. So anyway, the B vitamins figure into there, but they figure into a lot of other things too. Been talking about those, been excited about that. And then what happened with my client and her mother, they came in for an appointment. And one of the big issues she's having right now is she has thyroid disease. She has Hashimoto's thyroiditis, which is actually a autoimmune form of hypothyroidism. So when the thyroid is under functioning, there's also Graves' disease, which is autoimmune thyroiditis when it comes to hyperfunctioning, so speeding up too fast. And sometimes people with thyroid disease have what I would kind of term, I don't know that I've read it this way, but we talk about brittle diabetics. So I'm talking about brittle thyroid disease people, because they can be all over the place. They can be one moment they're too low, the next next thing you know, they're too high. And trying to regulate that can be difficult for not only their doctors, but also for people working with things natural things like I do. For instance, L-carnitine, we found yesterday, I was looking at that. I knew that it's helpful because right now she's in the hyper state. Her thyroid is functioning too fast, and or her thyroid hormone is running too fast. And so she has a lot of negative symptoms from that. And I knew that L-carnitine is good for tempering hyperthyroidism to try to bring that down. It's an amino acid, by the way. But I also found that it is good for dealing with the exhaustion, especially the mental exhaustion, fatigue that comes with hypothyroidism. So I felt it was a very safe way to go to add 2,000 milligrams daily, 1,000 milligrams twice a day based on the information I read, scientific information, to help her with that, to balance that. And then, of course, she is using iodine. She is using selenium and glutathione, all very important for for the thyroid already under my care. But at towards the end of the meeting, she said that by the way, she goes, and this isn't really important, but I've had this milia on my chest for, you know, ever since I was a kid, you know, really young. And I don't know anything. I've tried this, I've tried that. I go to doctor after doctor. Nobody knows what to do. I've tried creams and all kinds of things, and I don't know what that is. And it reminded me of back when I was reading Adele Davis's book, Let's Have Healthy Children, back when I was like 16 years old. And that's what got me so intrigued about doing the work I do now, was seeing how much control you could have over the health of, well, in that particular case, over your unborn children by the things that you ingested during your pregnancy, preconception and pregnancy. And that was what really excited me. But I remembered her talking about milia. Now, this was like a millennium ago. It was a long time ago. But I just vaguely recalled her saying something about vitamin A problem with milia, and that making sure that was one of the reasons women needed to make sure when they were pregnant that they were getting plenty of vitamin A. And so that led to this whole kind of really fun time with her mom and me and her, because I could find a link to thyroid disease and vitamin A deficiency. Anemia is another problem she has, right? Anemia, iron deficiency, which has been very difficult to correct, and even with vitamin E, iron infusions, and menorrhagia, that prolonged excessive menstrual bleeding. These are all prominent in her problem list. And now she talks about this milia. So that was like fascinating to me. And I was just sitting there, it was yesterday afternoon, just kind of saying, wow, this is what I probably want to talk about on the radio show tomorrow. Now, I have to tell you something else. I often talk about learning from my clients, and I always do. It was one of my clients, two of my clients, who mentioned to me methylene blue way back in March and asked what I knew about it, and I knew nothing about it. And then, of course, you all know where I went with that. I'm a big methylene blue aficionado at this point in time. And I had another client in on Monday, and she had on her phone a picture of a product called, it was a small bottle, and the product was Indium. Indium. And I was very, she said, you know, she actually was born and raised in South Africa. She spent a great deal of her life in Europe, and was recommended this by somebody in Europe, somebody she knows over there, and said, I remember when I took, you know, you just take one drop a day. Becky, not more snake oil, please. No, you're going to be very intrigued by this. And I'm going to talk about this next week. But anyway, she told me that it said under there on the label hormone balancer. And she said, you know, I remember taking this like for a period of time a few years ago, and I felt so great. So I was like, well, that's really interesting. But she goes, I don't know. She said to get this brand, and I don't know where to get it and all this. So anyway, that was, you know, what piqued my interest. And then, you know, that night I got home Monday night, I downloaded a book from Amazon on the subject of Indium to my Kindle app and read in the app reader. And I read that short book Monday night, and I was sold on Indium. It is a mineral. It is a metal. It is in the periodic table. It is number 49, right behind cadmium, which is number 48. And very, very remarkable how this works in the body, but super anti-aging, very anti-disease. And it's something I have on order, and I'm going to be trying for myself as soon as it gets here. But again, I will tell all next week when I get a chance to do that. Back to vitamin A and all of this. So thinking about where do we get A very important thing about vitamin A is to make sure we're getting it from the right source, which is fish liver oil predominantly. Fish liver oil, natural places, you know, such as liver, butter is another source. But fish liver oil, vitamin A from fish liver oil does not carry with it the toxicity concerns that vitamin A from other sources does. And those could be number one, definitely the synthetic forms of vitamin A. And then also beta carotene, which is relied on in the supplement industry, nutritional supplement industry, very heavily right now. People just, eat your carrots, eat your things that are rich in beta carotene. And that's good, and beta carotene is good, but beta carotene is not vitamin A. And beta carotene does not convert well in some people, and most people don't know who they are. So when you look, and now many supplements where they say your vitamin A is predominantly, if not all, it's beta carotene. So it's super important not to rely on that for your vitamin A. And yes, so I'm going to go down. I have several links there, 11 benefits of cod liver oil from the Josh Axe website, and then another really good piece, benefits of cod liver oil. And I have a few things specifically, but I'm going to go down to from the Weston A. Price Foundation, talking about that. Again, Weston A. Price was a dentist, the late Weston A. Price, around the 1940s. He traveled the world and looked at many different native populations and noticed that within a simple generation, changing from their native natural diets in their areas and wherever that would be, right? Because everybody's natural diet is different depending on where in the world you live. But when they started incorporating processed and inferior Western foods, how quickly it took, it didn't take time at all to produce a next generation of children with more dental issues, less dental integrity in the teeth themselves, but also in the bones that hold the teeth and the need for the crowding of the teeth, that kind of thing. So that's where he hails from, and he's a great expert. Excuse me one second. The late Weston A. Price is a great, and the foundation named after him now with Sally, Fallon Morrell is the head of it now, is a great source of really true information when it comes to diet and health. And all of these fad diets out there and different things, and now everything's going plant-based because of concern of the carbon footprint or what have you, just balderdash. Weston A. Price Foundation, I recommend you go there and really check it out. Check out the vegan diet, the vegetarian diet, and see what's lacking and see what people intuitively knew in centuries ago. And get back to food the way God made it. I often say, if God didn't make it, don't eat it. So go here. And again, in my newsletter, I recommend you click on these things. There's an awful lot of great information here. But, so it's cod liver says, once a standard supplement in traditional European societies, cod liver oil, right, your grandmother or your great-grandmother or whatever, some of you still remember being around somebody who wanted you as a child to take your cod liver oil every day. You probably weren't really thrilled with that, but what a great health recommendation, and along with going outside in the sun and in the fresh air to play. Once a standard supplement in traditional European societies, cod liver oil provides fat-soluble vitamins A and D, which Dr. Price found present in the diet of primitives in amounts 10 times higher than in modernized diets. Cod liver oil supplements are a must for women and their male partners to be taken for several months before conception and for women during pregnancy. Growing children will also benefit greatly from a small daily dose. Cod liver oil is also rich in EPA, eicosapentaenoic acid, and the DHA, docosahexaenoic acid, DHA, not to be confused, by the way, with DHEA. And the body makes these fatty acids from omega-3 linolenic acid. EPA is an important link in the chain of fatty acids that ultimately results in prostaglandins. Those are good ones, not the negative inflammatory ones, localized tissue hormones, while DHA is very important for the proper function of the brain and nervous system. A lot of times when you buy fish oil supplements, right, you'll see EPA, this many milligrams, DHA, that many milligrams. Those individuals who have consumed large amounts of polyunsaturated oils, like vegetables, seed oils, especially partially hydrogenated oils, who are suffering from certain nutrient deficiencies, or who have impaired pancreatic function, such as diabetics, may not be able to produce EPA and DHA and will, therefore, lack important prostaglandins and necessary fats for the brain unless they consume oily fish or take a cod liver oil supplement. Okay, now I'm going to close my window because somebody is mowing a lawn out there, so hang on 1 second. Or doing something that sounds like a lawnmower. Okay. Cod liver oil is easy to take when stirred into a small amount of water or fresh juice. Dr. Price always gave cod liver oil along with high vitamin butter oil. This is very interesting. Extracted by a centrifuge from good quality spring or fall butter. He found that cod liver oil on its own was relatively ineffective, but combined with high vitamin butter oil produced excellent results. The reason, the butter oil contains what he called activator X, now considered to be vitamin K2, which works synergistically with vitamins A and D. Very interesting. I make sure that all my clients have a source of K2 because they all have a source of vitamin D if they're working with me. And so I make sure of that in the Thorne Basic Nutrients 2 per day. Multivitamin mineral that I personally take myself and recommend to many. You have a combination of D3 and K2, the vitamin D that we sell here in the shop, as well as D3 is coupled with K2. They work together. And it's very important because vitamin D without K2 can cause calcium to be built up in your cardiovascular, in your vasculature, right, in your arteries and whatnot, causing plaque. Plaque is not cholesterol. Plaque is mostly calcium deposit. So we use vitamin D3 and K2 to make sure that that's all being done in a balanced way. So that is apparently the magic behind activator X, which is also now considered to be vitamin K2. And there's also an article there that I'm really interested in reading myself when I get a chance later. And that is Chris Master John's article on the trail of the elusive X factor, a 60-year-old mystery finally solved. So I'm really interested in looking at that. And there's a hyperlink there. You can look at that too if you are so inclined. So it says your diet should include sources of vitamin K, such as good quality butter from grass-fed cows and or high vitamin butter oil, fat from grass-fed animals, yes, the fat, cheeses from grass-fed animals, and duck or goose liver along with cod liver oil. And that sounds really like welcome music to my ears when it comes to diet. Doesn't that stuff all sound yummy and good? And you just sort of innately know it's good for you. So here, vitamin A, vitamin D, and cod liver oil, some clarifications. Vitamin A dosage. We have pointed out that concerns about vitamin A toxicity are exaggerated. While some forms of synthetic form vitamin A found in supplements can be toxic at only moderately high doses, fat-soluble vitamin A naturally found in foods like cod liver oil, liver, and butterfat is safe at up to 10 times the doses of water-soluble, solidified, and emulsified vitamin A found in some supplements that produce toxicity. Yes. So, you know, maybe that's good that they keep their level of vitamin A down, because it's not the form you want. You'd be better off to take, you know, your multivitamin mineral with less vitamin A and then get yourself a high-quality vitamin A from fish liver oil supplement on the side. When I was, according to following Adele Davis's recommendations in the book, Let's Have Healthy Children, I was taking 25,000 international units of vitamin A from fish liver oil in capsule form daily, along with liver every day, and certainly butter, plenty of butter. So, and that would be according to today's, and it's really interesting. As time went on, and Adele Davis died, and they started doing new editions of her work in that book, Let's Have Healthy Children, they dumbed down the doses. The issue that I have, the print that I have, was 1972. And then later on, it was revised, like with her in the grave, it was revised, and they kept bringing the doses of the nutrients down. And that's like so wrong, right? I mean, just say we don't agree with this, but don't like rewrite somebody's recommendations. That isn't your work. That was her work. But in any case, there's great concern now. Pregnant women are told don't get any more than 10,000 international units of vitamin A, and that all of the prenatal vitamins are you know, structured to fit that recommendation. So really, if you're pregnant, you want to get more vitamin A and from a source, and capsules are fine containing that comes from fish liver oil. So it says here, 1 second. Says, okay, liver from land mammals, I get this, is high in vitamin A, but low in vitamin D, and should therefore be consumed with other vitamin D-rich foods such as lard or bacon from pasture-raised pigs, egg yolks, and oily fish, or during months in which UVB light is sufficient to provide one with enough adequate vitamin D. That's funny, bacon, right? Because people, liver, onions, and bacon, isn't that like the classic dish, liver and onions and bacon? But again, if you're using cod liver oil, you have the vitamin A and the D are right there together. As a general guideline, we recommend the following. That's the Weston A. Price Foundation. The following doses of vitamin A from cod liver oil, along with a nutrient-dense diet that contains other vitamin A-rich foods. Children, and there's their a dose of cod liver oil that provides about 5,000 IU, age 3 months to 12 years, right? That provides about 5,000 international units of vitamin A daily, obtained from about 1 teaspoon of regular cod liver oil or a half teaspoon of high vitamin cod liver oil. Children, that would be like amplified vitamins, right, in there. Children over 12 years and adults, a maintenance dose of cod liver oil that provides about 10,000 international units of vitamin A daily, obtained from 2 teaspoons of regular cod liver oil or 1 teaspoon of high vitamin cod liver oil. Pregnant and nursing women, a dose, and this is just the opposite of what they say out there about the, and it's true about the other vitamin A's that is not from fish liver oil. A dose of cod liver oil that provides about 20,000 international units of vitamin A daily, obtained from 4 teaspoons regular cod liver oil or 2 teaspoons high vitamin cod liver oil. So super important to understand that for pregnant women, because it's just the opposite. It's just like, oh, beware of vitamin A. No. You really need your vitamin A. You just need to have the right form of vitamin A. Please note that these recommended doses are 2 to 5 times greater than the U.S. RDA for children, 4 times greater than the U.S. RDA, that's the recommended dietary allowance for adults, and 8 times greater than the U.S. RDA for pregnant women. The RDA values are based on studies conducted in the general population, which is now recognized to be largely deficient in vitamin D. For a discussion of studies showing that vitamin A consumption up to 30,000 international units per day by pregnant women does not result in a greater risk of birth defects, see vitamin A for fetal development. That sounds very interesting. Okay, so here we go. It says here, individuals, they write, individuals under stress or wishing to use cod liver oil to treat a disease condition may take much larger doses, even up to doses providing 90,000 international units of vitamin A per day for a period of several weeks. Then they talk about brands, and you can look at that, see what it is that you think you would want to supplement with. I like their idea, and I have other clients who use and are enthusiastic about the green pasture products. The fermented cod liver oil, apparently fermentation helps make this better absorbed. And you can even get fermented cod liver oil supplements with butter oil combined if you want to make sure you're getting that combination there of the activated X that the late Dr. Weston A. Price was talking about referring to. So I'm going to go back now and talk about, let's see, time we've got about 25 more minutes. I am going to go to this by Dr. Josh Axe. Let's breeze through that a little bit. Actually written by somebody who's writing for his website there, Dr. Jillian Levy, CHHC. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but some sort of credentials there. People living in parts of Northern Europe have been using cod liver oil for centuries to enhance immunity and protect them from dark, long winters. They've also used cod liver oil as a natural solution for rheumatism, aching joints, and stiff muscles. Primary source of cod liver oil is eating the fresh livers of gadus morhua fish. Gadus, G-A-D-U-S-M-O-R-H-U-A fish. While not very appetizing to most people, traditional populations felt it was worth it to benefit from cod liver oil's numerous health-promoting effects. Cod liver oil is a nutrient-dense source of essential vitamins, including vitamin D and vitamin A, as well as anti-inflammatory omega-3 fatty acids. Considering most people don't eat enough anti-inflammatory foods that provide both vitamin D and omega-3s, important nutrients that play a crucial role in cardiovascular, hormonal, immune, reproductive, and neurological health, many adults and children can benefit regularly from supplementing with cod liver oil. Cod liver oil comes from, you guessed it, cod liver. You can consume the oil either from eating fresh cod liver oil or more commonly, from taking over-the-counter supplements. Each teaspoon of cod liver oil contains about 41 calories, blah, 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 blah. Split between monounsaturated, saturated, and polyunsaturated fatty acids. The most beneficial aspect of taking cod liver oil is that it contains high levels of omega-3 fatty acids, the same type found in oily fish or seafood like salmon, mackerel, and sardines. It's also one of the best in few one of the few and best vitamin D rich foods. Okay, we've covered that. DHA, EPA, duty, 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 do, supplies critical vitamin D, great source of vitamin A. And then talks about recent concerns about vitamin A supplementation. Helps prevent heart disease. Let's go there. Evidence shows that cod liver oil taken either in supplement or whole food form can help lower high triglycerides, a type of dangerous fat in the blood that raises the risk for heart disease. Cod liver oil also treats high blood pressure, there you go, and helps to balance cholesterol levels. I've talked before about, recently about the nitric oxide craze and just boosting nitric oxide to lower blood pressure, and how too much nitric oxide is not a good thing. So we need to be looking at blood pressure from a much broader perspective than just simply keeping the blood vessels constantly dilated with nitric oxide. Talked about that when I've talked about methylene blue. A range of human and animal studies have proven high efficacy of omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids obtained from cod liver oil in preventing atherosclerosis, which is otherwise known as hardening and stiffening of the arteries and its complications. Treatment either alone, or in combination with statin drugs helps reverse risk factors in patients with hypertriglyceridemia and high triglyceride levels. I will tell you, statin drugs do nothing for triglycerides, so it's not the statin drugs there. They will make a difference on cholesterol, but they do not make a big difference with triglycerides. Lowers risk for cancer. So the high levels of vitamin D obtained from both sun exposure and supplementing with cod liver oil have been associated with lower risks of cancer. One study found that vitamin D from both the sun and cod liver oil could help prevent breast cancer in women due to having anti-proliferative and pro-apoptotic, so anti-proliferative, like stopping it from growing, and pro-apoptotic, causing it to die, effects on breast cancer cells, thereby reducing mammary tumors. Prevents or treats diabetes. Let's see here. One 2007 study published in the Journal of Pharmacy and Pharmacology found that giving diabetic rats cod liver oil supplements for 12 weeks acted as a natural diabetes treatment. The cod liver oil supplements completely prevented endothelial deficiency, and that's the lining of the arteries, the blood vessels, and helped correct several biochemical markers for metabolic syndrome, which is a combination of diabetes and cardiovascular disorder risk factors. And prior to supplementing with cod liver oil, the rats experienced elevated plasma glucose, the sugar levels, and high triglycerol and high cholesterol concentrations in their blood. Cod liver oil helped manage the rats' weight gain and entirely prevented plasma lipid abnormalities, fat, lipid, while also controlling insulin sensitivity and other factors. Wow. And that's huge. A spoonful of cod liver oil helps treat rickets and rheumatoid arthritis. Okay, so rickets, like who has rickets these days, right? But at the beginning of the 20th century, scientists established that cod liver oil was a natural anti-rachitic, which meant thousands of mothers began forcefully spoon feeding the stuff to unwilling children to avoid painful rickets. That was the bowing of the knees. Cod liver oil also use is associated with reduction in pain, joint stiffness, and swelling in patients with arthritis and other inflammatory conditions. And it's really interesting, too, because vitamin D deficiency or low vitamin D is strongly associated with autoimmune conditions. So, that makes a lot of sense, but more on more levels than simply helping with the inflammation, right? Maybe correcting the autoimmune condition, working to correct the autoimmune condition as well. Boost reproductive health and infant development. Are important for reproductive health and ideal for pregnancy diet, as we've been discussing, or as I've been talking about. The fats found in cod liver oil and other aquatic sources are precursors to eicosanoids, compounds that affect cellular activity. They are involved in the inflammatory process and help to keep that in check, but they're also associated with menstrual cycles, fertility, and many hormone-related functions. I think at this point I'm going to jump over to, let's finish this one out. But that reminds me of what I was talking about with the heavy periods and stuff. Boosts reproductive health and infant development. Improves brain function. Regularly supplementing with fish oils as a natural remedy for depression has been associated with lower risks of depressive symptoms due to both a higher intake of essential omega-3 fatty fats and vitamin D. And then, this one is cool. A 2007 study published in the Journal of Affective Disorders found that omega-3 fatty acids from cod liver oil improved the outcome of depression and anxiety in the general population. So the Hordaland Health Study followed so many adults living in Norway, 21,000 plus, for 2 years and discovered that the prevalence of depressive symptoms in those who use cod liver oil daily was 2.5% as compared to 3.8% in the rest of the population. They also found that the prevalence of high levels of depressive symptoms decreased with increasing duration of how many months, like 0 to 12 months per year of cod liver oil use. There's a strong correlation between omega-3 intake or fish oil supplementation and prevention of cognitive decline, including Alzheimer's disease. While no long-term human trials have successfully used fish oil to offset the development, there is a tentative evidence that omega-3s it contains, as well nutrients like B vitamin types, vitamins E, C, and D may serve to protect against cognitive decline and potentially decrease a person's chance of developing this debilitating condition, helps maintain bone health, fights ulcers. In laboratory settings, cod liver oil has shown benefits for improving gastric ulcer healing and reducing gastric anti-secretory effects observed in rats. Inhibiting that excess secretion of acid. The oil also seems to produce gastric cytoprotective effects and causes a significant reduction in the development of stress and pain caused by gastric ulcers. Wow, I've never thought about cod liver oil when talking with people with acid reflux problems. So there's a new recommendation. Dosing and all that kind of stuff. So now what I want to do is go to vitamin A and thyroid function. These are just some pieces that you can look at. They are published in, you can find them in the PubMed database. This was a randomized controlled trial out of the Journal of American College of Nutrition in 2012. And here it says, vitamin A and its retinoid derivatives play an important role in regulation of normal growth and development. Vitamin A has been shown to regulate thyroid hormone metabolism and inhibit thyroid stimulating hormone secretion via downregulation of TSH beta gene expression. However, the effects of vitamin A on thyroid function in obese individuals who are at a higher risk of subclinical hypothyroidism is still unclear. In the present study, we investigate the impact of vitamin A supplementation on thyroid function in obese women, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, they said vitamin A caused a significant reduction in serum TSH. So TSH, right, is when your pituitary gland senses that you're not making enough thyroid hormone. So it raises the TSH to try to get the thyroid to do that. And doctors will watch the TSH and say, oh, as a marker for hypothyroidism or hyper. But if it goes up, it's indicating that the thyroid is hypo functioning. So it said, baseline concentrations of the thyroid hormones were not significantly different between groups. So the groups were obese women and non-obese women. Vitamin A causes significant reduction in serum TSH concentrations in obese and non-obese groups. So it didn't, the obesity factor was not the thing there. Serum T3 concentrations also increased in both obese and non-obese vitamin A treated groups. So serum T3 is really something to watch and look at because we can't use T4. It has to be converted to T3. So if your T3 is rising, it shows that an active form of thyroid hormone that you can use is increasing. The results showed a significant reduction in, what did they call, RBP? Retinol binding protein. Okay. In serum retinol binding protein in the obese group after vitamin A supplementation, but no significant change was seen in the serum TTR thyroid, which is, okay, that's not really important. so much to this discussion, but to my point here. It says serum TSH concentrations in vitamin A treated subjects were significantly reduced. Therefore, vitamin A supplementation might reduce the risk of subclinical hypothyroidism in premenopausal women. That was actually the title of it. It didn't say anything about obesity. It said in premenopausal women. So going from there, here's another really cool piece I found. How to naturally boost your thyroid by 61% with one vitamin and 30 seconds per day. And this person goes, are you looking for a simple way to effortlessly boost your thyroid? How would you like to boost your thyroid function by up to 61% with about zero effort on your part? No thyroid medication necessary. If you're taking thyroid medication, then you need this even more. I'll explain why in a minute, this author says. If you can spare 30 seconds a day, then this is for you. Trust me, it doesn't get any easier than this. It all boils down to one single vitamin. But let me give you a big warning. This vitamin comes in different forms. We've been talking about that. Use too much of the wrong form of this vitamin, and it can further suppress your thyroid function. We'll get to that in just a second. But first, you need to know which vitamin I'm talking about and how powerful it is. Vitamin A and hypothyroidism. You may not know this, but thyroid hormone T3 and vitamin A have an important relationship. Yet most hypothyroidism sufferers are deficient in vitamin A. And this is a major problem for your thyroid health. This is like great for me because I've never thought about vitamin A for all the people I work with thyroid problems. I have never thought about vitamin A until I stumbled on this information yesterday when my client and her mother were here in the office. So that's why I love what I do. That's why they call this practice. You practice. Yes, it's called practice. Always learning new things. Always, always, always. And it's important that we do, right? Not just with regard to this kind of thing, but in life in general. Both are required to convert your cholesterol into all of your thyroid protective youth hormones. Very interesting too, because high cholesterol is often a marker for thyroid issues, because cholesterol is so involved in that conversion of T4, inactive T4 to T3. Simply put, being deficient in vitamin A prevents you from being able to use thyroid hormone. Whoa. So it won't matter how much thyroid medication you use. Without adequate vitamin A, your thyroid medication won't help much. My, how eye-opening is this? And the more thyroid medication you use, the greater you need your need for vitamin A, right? Because that's more T4. What is thyroid medication? It's synthetic T4, which you can't use. You need to convert it to T3. So now we're seeing the vitamin A is causing a more efficient conversion of T4 to T3. Take a look at this 2012 study published by the Journal of the American College of Nutrition. And I think that's what I just, that was the one I just went to myself and I found yesterday. And I didn't find this article until today, but they're talking about the same thing. They say, the results, I like the way they kind of put this out, the results. After the end of the four-month trial were quite significant, including 30 to 33% reduction in TSH, meaning your pituitary gland is happy. It doesn't need to work to stimulate your thyroid gland. 38% to 61% increase in T3 thyroid hormone. Wow. 16% to 23% decrease in T4 thyroid hormone. Why isn't that important? Because the T4 is inactive, so that it's decreasing and the T3 is increasing means that T4 is being converted to T3. Wahoo. This is huge. I can't even wait till Monday begins so I can start using this in practice with my clients. What a revelation. So I hope they're paying attention. They're listening to this broadcast at one point in time or another, or reading the newsletter. And then when I speak with them, you can be sure I will be recommending adding adequate vitamin A from fish liver oil to their regimens. Okay. Then he talks about good vitamin A versus bad vitamin A, but we've already talked about that. Oh, I like this. It says, Dr. Broda Barnes, and this is the other thing with my client and her mom yesterday, we were trying to say it's very hard to find a really excellent endocrinologist. And endocrinologists are usually not that great working with thyroid issues. And I said, I wish you could find somebody, you know, associated with the Dr. Broda Barnes Institute, the Broda Barnes Institute, which is in actually in Trumbull, Connecticut. So Dr. Broda Barnes was a man who understood hypothyroidism, thyroid issues really, really well. And he's the one who came up with the idea of using a temperature test, a morning temperature test to find out if you were hypothyroid or not, or what was going on with your thyroid. But it says here, in other words, this is a quote from Dr. Broda Barnes. In other words, the thyroid has a profound effect on, okay, here he says, okay. When most people think of vitamin A, I'm going to back up here. They think of carrots. We talked about that. Carrots contain a rich source of beta carotene, which is one form of vitamin A. And because it's relatively expensive, you'll find that beta carotene is a form used in almost all multivitamins and other supplements out there. Yet it's important to understand that too much beta carotene will actually suppress your thyroid. Beta carotene itself is not a usable form of vitamin A. Your liver has to convert beta carotene into usable vitamin A before your body can use it. As Dr. Broda Barnes explains, the liver dysfunction that occurs with hypothyroidism prevents you from converting it efficiently. In other words, this is quoting Dr. Broda Barnes, the thyroid has a profound effect on the liver. If we have other evidence that a lack of thyroid is accompanied by a sluggish liver. In the first place, it has been apparent for a century that patients with myxedema, very low thyroid activity, have a yellowish tint to their skin. This has been found to be due to the presence of too much carotene in the blood. The liver converts carotene into vitamin A, which is colorless. Under the administration of thyroid, the liver becomes more active and the carotene soon disappears. Dr. Broda Barnes also points out that is why many hypothyroidism sufferers develop yellowish calluses or yellowish pigment to their skin, which is a common sign or symptom of hypothyroidism. Okay, this guy goes on. In fact, in my personal experience many years ago, I juiced carrots daily. The only worse in my thyroid condition is I developed a case of keratinemia, yellowish orangish pigment of the skin. So think about that too when you juice carrots. He says carrots should not be avoided entirely, but you know, when you juice carrot juice, you're drinking carrot juice, tumblerfuls of it, you know, every day. Probably not a good idea. Again, that balance thing. So again, he goes on talking more about the different forms of A, but isn't that fascinating? Vitamin A and thyroid health and thyroid hormone performance. Boy, more reason to get that cod liver oil in every day. And then, interestingly enough, the benefits of vitamin D for your thyroid. There's a strong connection, it says here, between vitamin D deficiency and various thyroid conditions. Vitamin D deficiency has been documented in Hashimoto's, Graves' disease, thyroid cancer, as well as postpartum thyroiditis, okay, when the thyroid goes out of whack after you give birth. And that's not that very uncommon. And then I remembered for menorrhagia, right, for this client's heavy periods and heavy and excessive bleeding, and she has anemia. Well, of course, heavy and excessive bleeding will lead to anemia, but also very, very interesting. First, I had read we're using 25,000 international units daily for a period of time cut menorrhagia by 92% of people. So that's really, really huge. He's got this excess bleeding, but also when it comes to anemia, it says vitamin A appears to be involved in the pathogenesis of anemia through diverse biological mechanisms, such as the enhancement and growth and differentiation of erythrocyte progenitor cells, potentiation of immunity to infection, and reduction of the anemia of infection and mobilization of iron stores from tissues. So my point here is that with this particular client, and if she hadn't mentioned the milia, I would never have stumbled on this. That's how things work. That's why I tell people, talk about everything. You might think it's not important. You might think, well, that's just a vanity thing. I'm just concerned because I have this, like, these milia, this breakout on my chest all the time. I'd really like to get rid of that. No, it's really important when you're talking with me anyway, to talk about anything that seems to bother you, because then we can look at what are the roots. What are the roots? Well, in this person, I can easily say, I'm sure it's not the only one, but one of them is vitamin A. If you look at those three big problems she has, thyroid disease, and a very brittle thyroid disease, right? Fluctuating up and down with confirmed Hashimoto's, menorrhagia, the prolonged excessive menstrual bleeding, and anemia to the point of needing to have iron infusions. We can look at this and say, wow, you know, my excitement is I can't wait to see what happens in a month or two, getting that vitamin A up there. And I have her using right now 20,000 international units daily of vitamin A from fish liver oil. And yeah, very, very exciting. She is getting vitamin D3 and K2 already. And I think maybe a spoon of cod liver oil along with that might just be a good idea as well. But it's exciting. And it's a mystery. Health can be a mystery. What's going on in our bodies can be, it can stump us. And it's not that the answers are just like, I don't know everything. I obviously don't. But I think the whole key, one of the big keys here in getting where you want to go is taking time for a person's health picture to be understood as a whole, everything together, not just one thing. In the current paradigm of medical care out there, we have specialists for everything. And many times the connections are not seen. They're not observed. And if this woman, this is a perfect example, if she hadn't mentioned the milia, then I would not have thought of the vitamin A because of long ago, Adele Davis, my reading in Adele Davis. And then I wouldn't have said, hey, I wonder what role vitamin A might play in thyroid disease. Hey, I wonder what role vitamin A might play in menorrhagia. Hey, I wonder what role vitamin A might play in when it comes to anemia. And in this case, it was bingo, bingo, bingo. So it's what makes my job fun and exciting. I hope you've learned stuff that might be helpful to you, might be helpful to someone you know and care about. And I hope you'll tune in next time for another riveting. I'm going to be talking about indium, so you're not going to want to miss that one. Again, you can catch my former podcast and this one again by going to the link here in the newsletter. You can also go to wondrousroots.org to radio and pick up those podcasts. I again apologize for what happened at noon, or didn't happen is more like it. And I will remove that so no one will be confused. And take care. Have a wonderful weekend and enjoy this lovely summer.